Welcome to Governor Tim Pawlenty's podcast from the great state of Minnesota. Saying that small business is the backbone of Minnesota's economy, Governor Tim Pawlenty proposed a comprehensive new program to stimulate rural economic development. The initiative, Strategic Entrepreneurial Economic Development, or SEED, is designed to help strengthen communities and expand the small business base throughout Minnesota. SEED will facilitate business development across the state through 22 new or expanded programs targeting three key strategic areas: developing and growing entrepreneurs, new capital for rural businesses, and sustained competitive advantage for rural Minnesota. The governor's proposal calls for an investment of $20 million from the state's general fund and another $50 million in one-time bonding. SEED will be presented to the legislature in 2008. The following are Governor Pawlenty's remarks at a press conference unveiling his initiative.
Today, first of all, we're here to announce the proposal that we'll have for the 2008 legislature called SEED, which is an acronym for Strategic Entrepreneurial Economic Development. And this is a proposal that we hope will be well received by the legislature and will contribute to more small businesses starting in our state, growing in our state, and providing more jobs and economic opportunity for our citizens. I'm joined this morning by our Commissioner of Employment and Economic Development, Dan McElroy, whose department oversees these issues and has been instrumental in helping to develop these proposals. There are 23 proposals in all. We won't go through or dwell on all of them, but we'll highlight a few of the more noteworthy ones, and Dan will briefly touch on most of them in his comments. But they fall into three categories: developing and growing entrepreneurs, new capital for rural businesses, and sustained competitive advantage for Minnesota businesses. And the reason that all of this is important is because, as an economy nationally and, of course, in Minnesota, a very large percentage of the job growth is coming from new or early stage or smaller companies. And in rough terms, about 70% of the job growth nationally and about 70% of the job growth in Minnesota, new jobs, is coming from smaller or early stage businesses. In fact, over 95% of all of the jobs in the state are attributable to companies out of 100 or fewer employees, So we certainly appreciate our larger companies and our larger employees or employers. They're a fantastic part of our economy in Minnesota as well, but the fact of the matter is most of the growth in new jobs and additional jobs is coming from early stage and smaller businesses. So it's extremely important that we have an environment here that encourages and fosters entrepreneurial activity, new business development, and new business startups in our state. This is particularly important for greater Minnesota or rural Minnesota. As you know, both in Minnesota and across the country, there has been massive demographic change over the last couple of generations and particularly pronounced over the last few decades. But what we're seeing, of course, is a different economic picture in metro areas and large regional centers than you see in smaller communities outside of regional centers. And in order to have a healthy state, we need to have access to jobs and economic opportunity across the whole state. As I've said many times across Minnesota, people will not stay in parts of the country where they don't have access to a job or an economic opportunity. And there's a lot that goes into that, but one way to foster stability and growth and hope in rural areas is to make sure that we have businesses starting and growing and providing job opportunities for our citizens. And we think the proposals that we're presenting here today will help do that. It's a $70 million proposal. It's $20 million in cash and about $50 million through the upcoming bonding bill. Dan will talk about the breakdown within the bonding bill more in a little bit. In addition to the press release, I hope you have a copy of this brochure. If you don't, Brian or Bruce, do you have copies?
Yes.
Have you passed them out?
Yes, sir.
Of this brochure, and if you open it up, you'll see three panels in the middle which reflect the three themes of the proposal. I'll just talk about the middle panel here and then turn it over to Dan for the remainder of the presentation. The middle panel is new capital for rural business. I should note that this proposal is the result of dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of Dan and his team listening to small businesses and would-be entrepreneurs or citizens across Minnesota in a whole variety of listening sessions and forums. And so we've asked people, what are the barriers, what are the impediments to small business growth or more entrepreneurial activity? And the suggestions that we have in this proposal are a result of those listening sessions. Under the guise of new capital, this is a fancy term for, in order to start business, people need money. And one of the things that we've done in the past is the job opportunity building zones. They've been very successful. There's a report out at the end of 2006 showing the very substantial number of jobs added or retained in Minnesota as a result of that program and the very substantial capital investment in Minnesota as a result of that program. But that's a program that's mostly attractive to established businesses. In other words, the hallmark of the Job Z program is you get tax breaks against your tax liability. Well, if you're not an established business, in other words, you don't have profits yet, or you're in the early stage of your business and you have no tax liability because you don't have profits, Job Z isn't particularly helpful to you because it's doesn't help you get off the ground, and if you don't have tax liability, having a tax break isn't of much benefit to you. So while Job Z is helpful to established and growing companies, it's not particularly helpful to early stage or startup companies. So one of the things we've heard from folks is that they would like some help in early stage financing, that there's a void or at least a gap in early stage financing in the Minnesota entrepreneurial community in rural areas. So we have some ideas to help with that, and the first is a tax credit for investors who are willing to place investments in regional funds, funds that are geared towards stimulating and encouraging regional entrepreneurial activities. And this would be a tax credit of 25% up to a maximum of $150,000 an individual or $600,000 for a partnership in investments made in these rural funds that are geared towards angel investing, early stage investing, or entrepreneurial investing in rural Minnesota and greater Minnesota. Number two is a rural enterprise micro loan fund. What I just mentioned a minute ago is, you know, you'd have somebody getting one or more people getting tax credits for significant investments in those rural investment funds. But a lot of our entrepreneurial would-be entrepreneurs say, you know, I don't have huge needs, I don't have multi-million dollar needs, but I may need $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 to get a small business idea up and running. And this micro loan need and micro loan gap in the marketplace is filled by this proposal. This is designed to give people micro loan opportunities between $10,000 and $50,000. While it would be administered through Dan's agency, it would really be run or on the ground administered through some third-party partners that they have at Deed. We think that would help fill a gap and get more micro-business startups taking place in Minnesota. Third is a small business product development grant program for people who are inventors, innovators, product designers. There's a phase in the process where they have to do a proof of concept. They have to show the viability of the product, both mechanically, scientifically, from a product's liability standpoint. They have to be able to bring a prototype forward to manufacturers or engineering firms or purchasers, and that's an expensive process, or can be, for people who have modest means. And so this is a grant program that would help them get through the R&D or proof of concept phase of the entrepreneurial cycle.
To learn more about any of the subjects addressed in this podcast, please visit Governor Pawlenty's website at www.governor.state.mn.us. Also, be sure to regularly check the governor's website for more podcasts from Governor.